Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 12, Text 6 through 11. I'll read verses 6 through 10, and then we will chant 11 together. Yadi duram gata krishno vanasho bhekshanayatam hampurvam iti sangsprishare mire. Sometimes Krishna would go to a somewhat distant place to see the beauty of the forest. Then all the other boys would run to accompany him, each one saying, I shall be the first to run and touch Krishna. I shall touch Krishna first. In this way, they enjoyed life by repeatedly touching Krishna. Kechit venon varianto tamanta shingari kechana kechit bringai pagayanta kujanta kokirai pare vichaya bipadan vanto gachanta saruhang sakai pagar upa vishantasya ityantasya kalapivi vikar shanta kishabalan arohandasya tajuman vikurvantasya tai sakam plavantasya palashishu sakam beka virankanta sadita savasampluta yaha santa prati chaya shapantasya prati swanam. So verse 11, we will sing responsively. Itam satam brahma sukhanubhutya. Itam satam brahma sukhanubhutya. Dasyam katanam paradaivatena. Dasyam katanam paradaivatena. Maya shitanam naradarakena. Maya shitanam naradarakena. Sakam vicharu kita punya puncha. Vicharu kita punya puncha. Chant. Ita satam brahma sukhanubhutya. Sangatanam daivatena. Maya shitana naradarakena. Saka vicharu kitapunya punchaha. Itan satam brahmas kanavutya. Dasyam kachanam paradaivatena. Maya shitanam naradarakena. Sakam vicharu kita punya puncha. Itam satam brahma sukhanubhutya. Dasyam kachanam paradaivatena. Maya shitana naradarakena. Vichara kita punya puncha. Itam satam rama sukhanubhutya. Dasyam gacchanam paradaivatena. Maya shitana naradarakena. Sakam vichar kita punya puncha. Itam satam brahma skanaputya. Dasyam katanam paradaivatena. Maya shitanam naradarakena. Satam vichahru gita punya puncha. Ladies. Ita satam brahma sukhana putya. Dasya kachanam paradaivatena. Maya shitanam naradarakena. Sakam vichahru kita punya puncha. Itam satam brahma sukhana bhutya. Dasya gatanam paradaivatena. Maya shita naradarakena. Sakam vichahru krita punya puncha. I'll read the synonyms for verse 11. Itam, in this way. Satam, of the transcendentalists. Ramasukha anuputya, with Krishna, the source of Brahmasukha. Krishna is part of Brahman, and from him originates his personal effulgence. Dasyam, servitorship. Gatanam, of the devotees who have accepted. Paradaivatena, with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maya ashitanam, for those in the clutches of material energy. Naradarakena, with him who is like an ordinary child. Sakam, along with. Vijaharu, enjoy. Kita punya punchaha. All these boys who had accumulated the results of life after life of pious activities. Translation. All the boys would be differently engaged. Some boys blew their flutes, and others blew bugles made of horn. Some imitated the buzzing of the bumblebees, and others imitated the voice of the cuckoo. Some boys imitated flying birds by running after the bird's shadows on the ground. Some imitated the beautiful movements and attractive postures of the swans. Some sat down with the ducks, sitting silently, and others imitated the dancing of the peacocks. Some boys attracted young monkeys in the trees. Some jumped into the trees, imitating the monkeys. Some made faces as the monkeys were accustomed to do, and others jumped from one branch to another. Some boys went to the waterfalls and crossed over the river, jumping with the frogs. And when they saw their own reflections on the water, they would laugh. They would also condemn the sounds of their own echoes. In this way, all the cowherd boys used to play with Krishna, who is the source of the Brahman effulgence, for jnanis desiring to merge into that effulgence, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead for devotees who have accepted eternal servitorship, and for ordinary persons is but another ordinary child. The cowherd boys, having accumulated the results of pious activities for many lives, were able to associate in this way with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How can one explain their great fortune? Report. As recommended by Sri Rupa Goswami, Bhakti-rasamrita-sindhu 1-4. Somehow or other, whether one thinks of Krishna as an ordinary human child as the source of the Brahman effulgence, or as the origin of Paramatma, or as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one should concentrate one's full attention upon the lotus feet of Krishna. That is also the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, 1866. Sarvadharmam prityajamam ekam sharanam vraja. Srimad Bhagavatam is the easiest way of directly approaching Krishna. Ishara satyo hitarutta tetra kritibi shushushubis takshanat. Bhagavatam 1.1.2. Diverting even a little of one's attention toward Krishna activities and Krishna consciousness immediately enables one to achieve the highest perfection of life. This is the purpose of the Krishna conscious movement. Okay, let's read that again so we'll remember the purpose of the Krishna conscious movement. Diverting even a little of one's attention toward Krishna and activities in Krishna consciousness immediately enables one to achieve the highest perfection of life. This is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement. Lokasya janato vidbang chakre satata sangitang. Bhagavatam 1.7.6. The secret of success is unknown to people in general, and therefore, Sri Vyasadeva, being compassionate toward the poor souls in this material world, especially in this age of Kali, has given us the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam paramamalam yavaishnavanam priyam. For Vaishnavas who are somewhat advanced or who are fully aware of the glories and potencies of the Lord, Srimad Bhagavatam is a beloved Vedic literature. After all, we have to change this body. Tathadehantara prapti. If we do not care about Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, we do not know what the next body will be. But if one adheres to these two books, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, one is sure to obtain the association of Krishna in the next life. Chaktadeham punarjama naitimam iti sarjana. Therefore, distribution of Srimad Bhagavatam all over the world is a great welfare activity for theologians, philosophers, transcendentalists, and yogis, yoginam abhisarvesham, as well as for people in general. Janmalabha parapunsam ante narayana smriti, Bhagavatam 2.1.6. If we can somehow or other remember Krishna Narayana at the end of life, our life will be successful. Mukam karati vachalam bangam langhaite girim yakipam tamaham mande shigurun dinatarinam. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjara Sharakaya Chakshumiritam Yena Tasamai Shri Gurave Namah. So this is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement. Not only to spread Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita all over the world, but to be Krishna conscious, to remember Krishna at the time of death and even now. Otherwise, how are we going to remember at the time of death? As Prabhupada said in one purport, we should think, I am fallen, Krishna is great, and we should incessantly pray to Krishna, please pick me up and engage me in your service. So the coward boys, they only wanted to please Krishna. Everything based on love. The whole spiritual world is based on love. The water loves Krishna, the trees love Krishna, the bushes love Krishna, the air loves Krishna, the gopis love Krishna, the cowherd boys love Krishna. But at the same time, they enjoy different varieties of pleasure. You can see how the cowherd boys were doing so many different things. Some were going swimming, some were imitating the peacock, some were dancing, some were playing. So when we go to the spiritual world, there will never be a dull moment. My son used to say, if only I could talk to Super Soul, I wouldn't be bored again. Because boredom is a big problem for teenagers and even for other people too. So I said, yes, you can. You can talk to Super Soul. If you chant Hare Krishna, then you're connecting with the Super Soul and you're connecting with Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada gave us Vrindavan life, and it's based on love. We wanted to please Srila Prabhupada, just like the residents of Vrindavan want to please Krishna. So we would do anything to please Prabhupada. And I think in L.A. it was very big on book distribution. And in the West, in India, we had to do a lot of austerities. No electricity, no water, sometimes no roof over our head, lots of disease. But we didn't care. It was an adventure because we wanted to make Prabhupada happy. So as the Brijbasis were very fortunate, the cowherd boys, so are we. Prabhupada has given us Srimad Bhagavatam. And Bhagavatam is the way for perfection in this life. If we just accept Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, if we have trouble remembering Krishna, then we can read his Prabhupada's books about Krishna. And so it is said in Bhagavatam, second canto, Ayurharati Vaipunsam Udyanastan Chishanasau Dasyarte Yakshano Nita Uttama Shloka Vartaya. By rising and setting, the sun decreases duration of life of everyone except one who is spending his time discussing Krishna consciousness, Krishna. Again, in Bhagavatam, first canto, 16th chapter, Ho niluke pieta hari lilamrita vachaha. As long as Yamaraj is here in our Bhagavatam class, no one will meet with death. So Yamaraj is here. He likes to hear katha. So we don't have to worry as long as we're in Bhagavatam class. So make sure you come to class every day and try to hear Bhagavatam as much as possible. And living beings who are under the grip of Yamaraj should take advantage. Here is a narration of Srimad Bhagavatam. Aho niloke pieta hari lilamrita vachaha. Again, beginning, nima kalpataro kalitam phalam. This Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of the desire tree of Vedic literature. Shukamukha namrita davasam yutam. And it has emanated from the mouth of Shukadev, who has made it into juice so we can digest it. And Prabhupada has digested it even further so we can understand, even in whatever position we're in, we can understand Bhagavatam. So no need to chew, we can drink it. It has become rasa. It has become juice. So let us hear about the cowherd boys. They didn't have to learn by austerities or yoga how to play with Krishna. They have passed all the tests of religious principles in their previous lives, and now they're elevated to direct association. Prabhupada said in the purport, we can also directly associate with Krishna by reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Here he says, Srimad Bhagavatam is the easiest way of directly approaching Krishna. So if you want to directly approach Krishna, read Srimad Bhagavatam. So the cowherd boys did so many pious activities, devotional service pleasing to Krishna, that they could conquer Krishna. In Nectar of Devotion, it says, Anyavilashta Shunyam Jnana Karmadhyana Vritam Anukuyena Krishnanushinam Bhakti Uttama. Pure devotional service is to perform your activities with the intention, Anukuyena Krishnanushinam, to please Krishna. So we can check ourselves during the day. Am I doing this to please Krishna? Am I saying, Krishna, this is for you? I'm offering this to you. So to please Krishna, and Jnana Karmadhyana Vritam means that we believe that the goal is bhakti and the process is bhakti. It's not karma or jnana. Our goal is Krishna, it's Krishna bhakti, and our process is Krishna bhakti. So Krishna, he could not be conquered in battle, in beauty, in wealth, and renunciation. The jnanis and yogis, they cannot conquer Krishna, only the devotees. The jnanis want to merge, yogis want mystic powers. And in the 11th canto, it says the jnanis and yogis drown in puddles of anger, whereas the devotees conquer Krishna by serving his lotus feet. So how Krishna can be conquered? In the battle of love, he is conquered. By serving without material motives, ahaitukiya pratihata, then uninterrupted in happiness or distress, then we can conquer Krishna. Lord Brahma, in his prayers to Krishna after he stole the cowherd boys and calves, he said, although we are demigods, there is no comparison between our position and the position of the Rijbasis, because they're enjoying your association with their senses. So this is the difference between the cowherd boys and the calves and the Rijbasis and the demigods like Brahma. Brahma said, we are proud of controlling our senses, but the Rijbasis are not under our control. They're enjoying their senses in service to you, Krishna. Then he prayed, please give me any birth in Vrindavan forest so I can get the dust of the lotus feet of the Rijbasis. So one time, and the Rijbasis, they don't know that Krishna is God. They just love him. There's a story about the cowherd boys. At one time, they were playing, and Krishna was defeated in the fight. And he was supposed to carry another cowherd boy. But this time, Krishna said, you know, I'm really, really tired. I just can't do it today. I can't carry you. I'm sorry. He said, no, 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 it's not fair. You lost. You have to carry. And he said, no, I'm just too tired. And he said, no, 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 you have to carry this boy. And so Krishna said, okay, anyway, I'm God, so I don't have to carry. And I'll prove it to you. So then he gave them a vision of how he's sitting and all the demigods are worshiping him. And in the spiritual world, he's Narayan. And then the cowherd boy said, okay, today you don't have to, but tomorrow you have to carry us. So it didn't disturb, that vision didn't disturb their love. So they were, he showed how he was Narayan, but they didn't care. And the Brijbasis, they just love Krishna. And there's a competition between Krishna and his devotee, who can serve the most, who can glorify the other one the most. And that is one reason why Krishna comes to this world. It is said, Punya Shloka, Queen Kunti says, Punya Shloka Shakirtaye, that he comes here to glorify his devotees, those who are very pious. He came to glorify Devaki, to glorify Yashoda, to glorify Nanda, to glorify Arjuna. He was conquered by Arjuna. Arjuna, at the beginning of the battle of Kurukshetra, ordered Krishna, drive my chariot between the two armies, even though I know you're Achyuta. But another meaning of Achyuta is that you don't fail in your affection for your devotees. So Krishna had to drive the chariot. Throughout the whole battle of Kurukshetra for 18 days, he drove Arjuna's chariot. That's hard work. So he was conquered by Arjuna. Anantashesha, he's been glorifying Krishna since the beginning of time with his thousands of heads, but he has failed to keep up with the glories of Krishna, even up to today, with his thousands of heads. He cannot do it. And Krishna has also failed in the competition with the gopis. Yeyatamam prabhadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham. He says, as they surrender to me, I'll reward them. But he has failed in the battle of love. He says, I cannot repay you what you have done for me. I could not do for you. So therefore, he had to come as Lord Chaitanya to repay the gopis. So we can also conquer Krishna. Lord Chaitanya tells us in Chaitanya Charitamrita how we can conquer Krishna. In Adi Lila, chapter 1, around verse 100, it's described that one day Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahoridau Gauradai Pushwantau Chitau Sundaramonodau, that Gaura Nitai have arisen like the sun and moon to dissipate the darkness of ignorance. Just like this sun has risen now in the morning, and it's dissipating the darkness of the night. So Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, they rise, but they dissipate the darkness of the innermost core of our heart. And they help us, when they turn on the lights, they help us meet the two kinds of Bhagavatas, the book Bhagavat and the devotee Bhagavat. So these are all verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And through the actions of the two Bhagavatas, we get bhakti. And when we get bhakti, we become under the control, Krishna becomes under our control. So that's how we can control Krishna, by serving the two Bhagavatas, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Read Bhagavatam, serve the devotee Bhagavat. And again, Prabhupada quoted this verse, Sadyo Hridyarutate Takitibi Shushushubis Chakshana, the second verse of Bhagavatam, that if we hear attentively Bhagavatam, submissively, then Krishna comes under our control. We capture him in the core of our heart. Lord Brahma also tells us how we can conquer Krishna in the 14th chapter of 10th canto, Gyane prayasam udapasanamante eva. Forget everything you know. Jivanti samakaritam bhavadiya vartam. Hear from the devotees. Srimad Bhagavatam, it's like rivers flowing. Stane stita shutikatan tanuvamanobir. Stay in your position, doesn't matter what you are, but offer obeisances with body, mind, and words. You can conquer Krishna by your attitude of submissive hearing. So Sanatana Goswami has explained the words tanu vamano bi, by body, mind, and words. With, in reference to devotees, through their body, mind, and words, they are able to conquer Krishna. Becoming perfect in Krishna consciousness, they can touch his lotus feet with their hands, call him to come with their words, and attain his direct audience within their mind simply by thinking about him. So that is the purport by Sanatana Goswami. So what are some examples? Of course, we're hearing here how the cowherd boys conquered Krishna. What are some other examples and other leelas? When Krishna was leaving Hastinapur to go to Dwaraka, and Kunti prayed to him, please do not go. He came to get her blessings to go on his trip, but she didn't give her blessings. Instead, she said, please don't go. We need you here. And after that, Yudhisthira came and said, please stay for a few more days. Please stay for a few months. Premna. So Krishna is independent. He doesn't have to listen. He could have refused. No, no, I cannot go. But because of love, Yudhisthira had love for him, then he had to go. He had to stay. He could not go. He had to undo his decision. And so Maharaj Yudhisthira, he conquered over Krishna's decision. So if we become a devotee, if we hear Bhagavatam, then we can also conquer over Krishna. And that is service. Krishna likes that. He wants to be conquered. Prahlad Maharaj also, he conquered Krishna. He got more mercy than Lakshmi, than Shiva, than Brahma. But although he was conquered, he remained a humble servant of Narada. When he saw Nrisingadeva face to face, he didn't say, okay, what can I do for you, my lord? He said, no, how can I serve my guru? How can I serve the servant of Krishna? In Brihadbhagavatamrita, it is said that when Lord Krishna appeared on the shore of the ocean, he placed Prahlad on his lap, and he was caressing him just like a mother. And he honored him, ignoring Brahma, Shiva, and other demigods who are offering prayers, even ignoring his own wife. He was picking up Prahlad like his own beloved child. Nobody could pacify him. He was angry. Even his wife, Lakshmi, they were standing at a distance. And then Brahma asked Prahlad to try. So he took Prahlad in his lap, and he was rocking back and forth. He was patting him with his hand, embracing him repeatedly. And he was even licking him, according to the Puranas. So he attended to Prahlad, and he was disregarding all the demigods. So Srila Prabhupada, when he was on the boat going to America, he had two heart attacks, and then he had a dream that Krishna was rowing the boat. And all his 10 different incarnations, And so when you try to serve Krishna, then Krishna tries to serve you also. He has his 10 hands, and what can you accept with your two hands? So in Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 16th chapter, the Lord says, because I'm the servant of my devotees, my lotus feet have become so sacred, they immediately wipe out all sin. And I have acquired such a disposition, the goddess of fortune does not leave me. Even though I have no attachment for her, and others praise her beauty and observe sacred vows to secure from her even a slight favor. So Prabhupada in the purport says, the relationship between the Lord and the devotee is transcendentally beautiful. The devotee thinks, oh, because I'm a devotee, I'm elevated in all good qualities. And the Lord thinks, oh, because I'm serving my devotee, my transcendental qualities have increased. In other words, the devotee is always anxious to serve the Lord, and the Lord is always anxious to serve the devotee. So the Lord admits that although he has the quality that anyone who gets a slight particle of the dust of his feet becomes a great personality, this greatness is due to his affection for his devotee. So Prabhupada, he glorified Krishna so much. Now almost everyone has heard Krishna's name, but he never took any credit himself. So there's a competition between Krishna and his devotee, who will serve the other the more. So how can we conquer? We said, okay, hearing Bhagavatam. So we have to make a relationship with Krishna. And we do that through the Bhagavatas, through serving the devotee Bhagavat and the book Bhagavat. Now, why should we make a relationship with Krishna? What is the reason? Because Krishna is Satchidananda. He is before creation, during, after, and we're a part of him. So that is our nature. It is our nature to love Krishna. And we should make a relationship because he's Janaka Janani Daito Tanai Prabhu Guru Pati Tuhu Sarvamai. He's our mother, he's our father, he's our dear lover, he's our friend, he's our Prabhu, he's our Guru, he's our husband, he's everything. Why should we make a relationship with Krishna? Because we're eternal and we cannot be satisfied with the temporary relationships of this world. And because Krishna has all the qualities we're looking for in a relationship. And because he has a special quality that will attract us to him, according to Sanatana Goswami in a purport in 10th chapter, 10th canto, 14th chapter. And we should make a relationship with Krishna because if we do, Krishna will give himself to us. And at the end of Uddhava Gita, it is said devotees are most clever because they take use of the temporary to reach the eternal. The whole Uddhava Gita is about the difference between the temporary and the eternal, the material and the spiritual. And at the end, Krishna says devotees are so clever. They take the temporary and they use it to reach the eternal. So what's the temporary? The temporary is this temporary body. We take this temporary body. We use our tongue to glorify Krishna and to eat prasadam. We use our eyes to see Krishna. We use our tongue also to preach about Krishna. And we use our ears to hear about Krishna. We use our tongue to chant Hare Krishna. And if we do that, and in return, Krishna gives himself. And the one commentator says that we trade in our useless material body, which is not worth anything, old and sick and useless, and in return we get Krishna with all his opulences. That's a good bargain. That's a good bargain. We should do that. Now, another reason why we should make relationship with Krishna is because Krishna is reality and we are reality and the holy name is reality, the only reality in this world. So we chant, we make our relationship with Krishna. So Sachinandan Swami said in one seminar, if we keep on chanting and thinking, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? One day Krishna will come when we chant holy name and say, here I am, here I am. So let's make a relationship with Krishna, and one day we'll meet Krishna and experience that relationship ever new. And also, once we perfect our life, or even before, we can preach, we can go on Harinam Sankirtan and help others to make their relationship with Krishna. I have one last story. It's a different one from the one I told before about Harinam Sankirtan, and about a person who was saved from the Yamadutas by waving to the Harinam party. So there was one person who had a near-death experience. This is, again, a European person in Europe, in Sweden. Sweden, I heard this story last year when I was traveling. And so the person had a near-death experience. The Yamadutas took him, went to Yamaraj, and they were listing all the sinful activities. Yamaraj said, okay, you're sinful, you have to be punished. Any good activities this person did? And so the Chandragupta said, he waved to the Sankirtan party who was chanting Hare Krishna. And the whole assembly said, oh. And then Yamaraj asked, how many times did he wave? And the scribe said, 4 times. Okay. So, if I send you back to your body, what will you do? He said, I'll become a Hare Krishna devotee. So he sent him back, and he joined up the temple. And there we have it. I get these wonderful stories when I travel in Europe somehow. They have a very good Harinam in Sweden. They go down these very narrow streets, and they grab people and make them dance with them. And sometimes the lead singer will pick up the shoulders from somebody they're following and make him the leader of the kirtan and make him dance around. So very interactive. And I've been on that Harinam, and there's people sitting in the cafes and they're drinking their beer. And we wave to them and they wave back. So this is really good. You should make them wave to you when you go on Harinam. Okay, so we'll stop here. Any questions, comments? Yes.
Yeah, you mentioned how Krishna can't repay the gopis, so he came as Lord Chaitanya. So I just want to know where that's stated and how does that work?
How does it work? Well, actually, where I read it was in Gaurgovinda Maharaj's book, to tell you the truth. But I have read it in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, but I cannot really remember exactly the quote at this point. That Krishna felt indebted to the gopis, and therefore he wanted to feel what they were feeling. And by feeling what they were feeling, he could repay them the debt that he owed them, as far as I understand. So I did get it from Gaurgovinda Maharaj's book.
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand, like you said, feel how they're feeling, but how would that work?
The separation from Krishna. He took the mood of Radharani. Oh, how would that repay them?
Yeah, how would that repay them?
Well, yes, when you're empathic, so not just listening, but he took on the whole mood and the behavior, and so he was able to feel what they were feeling, and then they also came with him, and they could appreciate his feelings, and he could understand their feelings, and they could understand his feelings also, that Krishna himself is understanding us. When someone understands us, then you really feel like, wow, that's a repayment there. I guess that's as far as my understanding goes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, any other questions? That was a deep question. Yes.
You described the relationships that Krishna has with the Brahmajamis and how the mellows are exchanged. I apologize for bringing the mundane world into this, but I think there's some studies that when people are kind to each other and they're exchanging pleasantries sincerely, even onlookers benefit from seeing kindness exchanged between people. Can we kind of reference that? How is it possible? Are we accessing a different realm? What's going on there that even onlookers can appreciate kindness exchanged between people?
I can't quite understand your question, but when you were speaking, I was remembering Srila Prabhupada and how he would go on his morning walk, and when people would pass him, he would say good morning, and he would be kind. If they would say good morning to him, he would reply back, not like, oh, this is Maya, I shouldn't talk good morning. He was very kind with people, and he would talk on their level. He would discuss different, like whatever the person's occupation was, he would get into that and he would discuss that, and he would talk on their level. And so people, they appreciate when you understand them and what they're doing. And but at the same time, because they were talking with Srila Prabhupada and he was wishing their welfare, and so therefore the onlookers are benefited. That the devotee, just by his desire, he can bring people to Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada desired that we become devotees, and so we became. Yes.
Hare Krishna Madhu Narayani, thank you for a wonderful class. My head is still spinning over all the references, trying to remember where they are. But just two things. On Rabindranath's question, Krishna directly says in the 10th canto, I don't remember the exact place, but he says to the gopis, you know, that I can't repay you, and you have to be satisfied with your love for me, because I can't give you anything higher than that.
32, chapter
32. Yeah, so that's definitely stated there.
Yeah.
And then on this last question, Prabhupada said once, he said, when you're preaching, he said, if people just appreciate, if they just say, these Hare Krishna people are okay, they have a right to do what they're doing, he said, they make spiritual advancement just from that appreciation.
Yeah. Okay, thank you for that. Thank you. Any other questions? Yes. Last question.
Yeah, I, I wanted to ask you about in that verse. It says something like, all of these cowherd boys had many lifetimes of pious activities. Yes. What I didn't understand there is, it's kind of implying that all the cowherd boys with Krishna, none of them, or how should I say this, all of them were originally in the material world. It doesn't talk about at all any of them who never fell from the spiritual world. And I just right. want to get your thoughts about that.
Well, he's glorifying those who have come from the material world. So those are being glorified. It is understood that there are Nitya Siddhas also among them. There are also Nitya Siddhas among them, but they also have come to the material world. So, but we know that they are not in this same category of performing so many pious activities. Some, if you read the commentaries, like one of the commentaries I brought up today, that they didn't have to learn anything to play with Krishna. So that's the Nitya Siddhas. They didn't have to do any austerities or pious activities. So there are different groups. There are different groups of cowherd boys. So here in this verse, they're glorifying those who did a lot of austerity. So there's hope for us that we can also play with Krishna one day. That they have accumulated many pious activities. Of course, also it is Shukadev is speaking. Is Shukadev speaking this? I think so. So, but he's glorifying the ones who are not Nitya Siddhas, the Sadhana Siddhas and the Munis, the sages who have come, the demigods. Demigods have come to become a lot of the demigods came down to play with Krishna, and they certainly have done pious activities to become a demigod. Some of them, and the demigods have come down. They were ordered by Krishna. To take birth, to be with Krishna in the other dynasty, also with Nanda and Yashoda and Krishna in Vrindavan. So they have come down to play with Krishna too. Any other? Time is up. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.